Be'ez Hashem Mizbech, we begin Perek Chamisha Asa, the 15th and final Perek, the chapter in the Rambam Siches Trumas and the Sefer Zeroyim. The Rambam discusses regarding certain things that prohibit in minute amount and those that prohibit regarding taste, and also some general rules regarding the laws of Trumas. As Rambam begins Halacha Alf regarding when there is a mixture, which is the theme of the previous Perek, regarding that of a closed barrel. As Rambam begins, Chavis Stuma, a closed barrel, Medemas B'Kolshu, it creates dimua, which is a forbidden mixture of truma with chulin, even a minute amount, ketzat hasa. The Rambam explains, chavis sesuma shal truma. If there's a closed barrel of truma, shouldn't the serva become alav mechavis stuma that got mixed in even many thousands of closed chulin barrels? Nid mahako, it all becomes dimur, it all becomes a mixture. And the reason for this is because the closed barrel is a double chash of something significant. Therefore, it's not nullified in the 100-to-1 ratio, not even 1,000. Now, niftucha chavius, but if let's say the barrels are opened by mistake, which when it's opened, it already removes its significance, it's chashivus, then talabechad mea, then it will be nullified, as we said in the previous parak regarding the ratio of 100-to-1. Halacha beis, chavius asuma, a closed barrel, again, like we said in the previous halacha, which is never batal because of its chashivus, shenesovib mea chavius, it got mixed in 100 other barrels. The nafla achsman liyamagod, now one of the barrels falls into the Mediterranean. Hutru kulon. Now all the barrels are permitted because we say that the truma one is the one that fell into the yamagadol. Now mashainkin betain, in contrast, by a fig shenafla may, which it falls into 100 figs where there it is bottle. It just needs to separate one to give it to the kohen, as we said in the perek yud gimel. And benafla achsman liyamagadol, and here one of the figs falls into the yamagadol, to the great sea. Here elitzarch lahafresh achas. You have to separate one. And the reason for that is lefisha chavis by the barrel nifilas and the keres. It's falling into the amagol is recognizable. And therefore we could say, oh, that's the truma one. And therefore you actually don't have to separate any other ones. We say that's the truma one. But to ain't a kayitza by ain't a filas and the keres, but regarding the fig or anything similar to that where it's not so recognizable, even though one fell in, you still have to separate one and give that one to the kain and separate that one as the truma one. Halacha gimel, chavis sesuma. A closed barrel, shenis over b'mei chavis, got mixed into 100 other barrels. The niftucha achas, now one of them were opened. So noitel mimena echer mei. What you do is, you take 1/100th of that barrel, and that's the ratio of the taroibus of the truma and the other barrels. So this one barrel that was opened, you take 1/100th of it and give it to the kain. V'shay, so it's a chavis, then you can drink the rest of the barrel. Avashar chavis, but all the other barrels, asur, such a pascha, they're all forbidden, as they were originally, as we said, when they're closed barrels, the taroibus is even thousands. Until they're open. Now, b'cholachas va'achas shedipasach mehena, every single barrel that is ultimately opened, noitu memena kedei dimua, so you take from it the amount of the ratio of the truma that's mixed in, which we said is 101-to-1, and v'shoysa hamei ha'ashar, then you drink the remaining hundredth, of the other hundred of the 101th that there is, you drink the other 100%. Now, nisar v'chavis b'mei v'chamishim chavis. Let's say a barrel of truma gets mixed into 150 barrels. Niftuch men meya, and 100 of them are opened up, still, noitum hem kedei dimua. You take from them the amount of the mixture, which is chavis achas, that's the 100, which is the ratio of 100-to-1, so from those 150, you have the one barrel of truma, you take out one barrel's worth, the shaysa, and you drink the other remaining barrels. But ashar chamish masuris, the remaining 50 barrels of the 150 that are still closed, those are all forbidden. And the emach zikon loisa chavish al truma shibarayip. We don't presume that the barrel of truma that's mixed in is from the majority, in other words, in the 100 that were opened up. And nafalohi kamalav mchaviv is even the thousands of barrels. Kula meduma, they're all forbidden in this mixture of the truma. V'choma shiipasach, whatever's opened up. Nuitu minna echem imeya. We said you take 1/100th of that barrel. V'shiram reshaisis, and you can drink the leftovers. But v'ashar meduma, the rest of the barrels are golden, all going to remain as the forbidden mixture of dimua. Until it's open again, you take 100, and then you can drink the rest of that barrel. Look at that, Rambam continues regarding a taraivis, a mixture with a davar hamayim, it's something that creates the solidification of the entity. So, kvar b'yarnu v'hilchas yisur ma'achos, already explained in the laws of forbidden food items in Perek Tazayin Halacha Alav, she'hamachamis, if someone ferments something, if someone goes and leavens something, or metabol, if someone spices something, this can make it forbidden, even a minute amount, because it makes the thing, so it's not bottle. Now, therefore, if someone crushes an apple of truma, when the son lotech yeast and it puts it into dough, the hechmitza and that could cause it to ferment. So kol yisum adabas. So the whole dough is considered a forbidden mixture of truma vasur lazarim. It's all forbidden for the non-kahanim. Again, even though it's a small amount, it oises b'cholshu. Halacha hey beir sheni tablo b'tfon shel truma. If you have an egg that was spiced with spice of truma, afel chelmon shela, even the yolk, which is all the way inside the egg, for sure the chelmon, which is the albumen, which is the white part on the outside, usser, it's all going to be forbidden, neshu b'leir, because the egg absorbs, and therefore, again, like we said, spices makes it even usser, and whatever it is, it's going deep into the egg. Halacha vav, sa'ar shel truma, the yeast of truma, shenavol techisa, if it falls into dough, now, v'higbiyai, it was a ratio of 100 of dough to the 1 of the yeast, and therefore they removed one portion, like the halacha of truma that falls into 100, the achkach neschamtza, and then after the sa'ar was taken out, then it fermented. Hayuzim Mataris, they're going to say the dough is actually going to be permitted because since they took out the sa'ar, so even though it subsequently ferments, we don't say that it was through the sa'ar of truma. We say that it had happened from its own self. Lachazan Ram continues regarding a mixture of truma in a sharp dish. Kvar Biyan, says Ram, we already explained, this is in Hilchas Machas Asuris, we also brought it previously in Perek Yigim Alocha Beis, shin nisar truma or not truma, min b'shein amina, which it relates to halachas of truma, but anytime you have something mixed with something not of its own type, with a different species, the halachas b'naisin tam. The prohibition is going to be, it's forbidden if it gives a flavor into the permitted item. Lefikach, therefore, batzal mechutach, a diced onion, shin nisbashal matavshal, if it was cooked with a cooked dish, so imma b'tzal truma, if the onion is truma, batavshal chulin, and the cooked dish is unconsecrated, is regular chulin, now, it has the taste of the onion, which is truma inside of it. So the cooked dish is forbidden for a non-kayan. Now, if the onion is chum, truma, and the cooked dish is truma, and you have the taste of the cooked dish in the onion, again, because it's a meichel charef, so it absorbs, so the onion is going to be forbidden either way. Regarding lentils that were cooked, and specifically lentils, and then subsequently, it was put inside those lentils a dried onion. Now, in other words, because since the outer peel is dry, so it doesn't have so much moisture. So it depends. Im ha'yishalim, if the onion was intact, hariza mutter. So then it's going to be permitted because the onion that's shalim, that's intact, and it's dry, it doesn't absorb. And the lentil was already cooked, so they're also not absorbing anymore. So therefore, this mixture is not going to be problematic. But vim ha'yim b'chutach, if the onion was diced, then we go based on giving taste. So although the lentils are not cooking anymore, but it will emit a little bit. And since the onion is diced, so it's going to absorb that taste. Now, v'mbashal ha-batzal ima doshim. Let's say the onion was cooked with the lentils. So then, bein shalom ben mechutach, whether it's intact or whether it's diced, mishar noisim b'noisim tam, then we go based on if it gives a taste, because even though the onion would be intact, but since they're cooking together, it will absorb the taste. Now, that was all regarding lentils. We're sure called tavshel, but regarding all of the cooked dishes except for lentils, bein shehesh lecha batzal achar shenis bashel, whether if the onion was put in after it was cooked, bein shebishle ima tavshel, whether it was cooked with the cooked dish, bein sholem im mechutach, whether it was intact or whether it was diced, doesn't make a difference. Misharen oisem and oisem tam, you're always going to go evaluate it based on does it give a taste, because it's specifically regarding lentils, where the nature is that it doesn't absorb and doesn't emit that much after it was cooked. But some other cooked dish where it does absorb and emit taste, so therefore even though the onion is intact, it's going to absorb if it's chulin, it's also going to emit if it's truma. The Rambam explains, say, "Neima betzal shalim." Why is it that an intact, a complete onion, which is put into lentils that were cooked, the opening halacha, they name a shara noisim, they would say we don't evaluate based on the noisim tam. Because it doesn't absorb from them, because the onion is intact, and it also does not emit it into the lentils, again, depending on which one is the chulim or the truma, because it already was cooked, and specifically by lentils. Now, but let's say if the onions were moist, not dry like we said, that's like diced. So, let's say it's not intact. Let's say the tip of the onion was taken off, or its outer peel, or is moist, again, whether it be soft, rakim, or moist, as we're saying, it's like it's diced, and again, then we would go based on nice and tam. Now, v'akaflik, which is a type of wild onion, bein lach, bein yavish, whether it's moist or dry, bein shalom, bein mechutach, whether it's intact or diced, It's going to be menais and tam is going to be based on the taste that it gives, because in contrast to a regular onion that's intact, it does absorb a lot. And also that little bit that's emitted from the lentils that was cooked would go inside the onion, and therefore go benais and tam. Halacha says, Ram continues regarding a mixture of truma in something that was pickled. Hakoyvish yerik shel chulin. If someone pickles a vegetable of chulin, im yerik shel truma, together with a vegetable of truma, hariz amutal azarm. So this vegetable of chulin is going to be mutter for a non-kohen. Chutz mimina betzalim v'chatzer b'shuma, except for types of onions and scallions and garlic, where there we will say, kavash harekum avoshel, that pickling is like cooking, and that is, in contrast to the first case, will it be absorbed in the totality of the thing? Whereas regarding the first cases, b'di'eved, we say that it's not a problem. Where in these cases, shem kavash yerek shel chulin betzalim shel truma, if you pickle a vegetable of chulin with an onion of truma, let's say an onion of chulna together with an onion of truma, they're going to be forbidden because the truma does get absorbed in the whole vegetable and the whole onion, because those things are different, they're sharper, and we have the concept of kavish kumavushal, pickling is like cooking, and it's going throughout the vegetable. Now, kavish yerishal truma and batzal shachulna, if one pickles a vegetable of truma with the onion of chulin, so the onion of that is chulin is going to be permitted for a non-kohen, because the vegetable that's truma is not sharp, so that's not going to emit the taste and get absorbed into the onion. The onion is going to go into the vegetable, but not the vegetable into the onion. And therefore, the onion of chulin is going to be mutter for the non-kohen. Halacha yud, zeisei chulin, olives of chulin, shekavashim zeisei truma, that were pickled with olives of truma. Same hoy betzum eilu be'eilu, if they were both crushed, oishoy chulin betzun, b'shol truma shemet shlein, or let's say that at least the chulin was crushed, even if the truma one was intact. Or let's say it was pickled with truma juice, they're going to be forbidden because it's getting absorbed into the chulin olives. But let's say both were intact. Or let's say only the truma olives were crushed, but the olive of the chulin were intact, they're going to be permitted. It's only the crushed ones that absorb from those intact, but the intact ones do not absorb from the ones that are crushed. Lachid alf, Rambam discussed regarding the substance of the truma that comes out from the truma item itself. Mech vashim, the pickling juice. Umei shlokis, or the cooked juice, so truma of truma. Arei masrum lazam, that's forbidden for a non-kohen like the item itself. Halochid beis hasheves, which is anise, which is dill. So actually nos natam begedera, if it wasn't cooked and didn't give its taste out into a pot that it was cooked in, so yesh b'mishum truma, so it has halach of truma. Mishum nos natam begedera, if it was cooked with a pot of vegetable soup and it gave its taste into the pot, im b'mishum truma, it's like a piece of wood, doesn't have the halach of truma anymore because it already gave up all its taste. Halachi gimel Rambam continues regarding the difference between fragrance and substance of a truma. Haroi de pas chama, if someone puts hot bread and he takes it out of the oven, when the sun al pichav shalyan truma, he puts on the opening of a barrel of truma wine. Simhoisa paschitim, if it was wheat bread, harizim b'teretz is permitted because we say the aroma is nothing, and it's also wheat bread. In contrast, b'shalsayim, if it's barley bread, asura, then it's forbidden. Neshashav is because barley does absorb, and it's going to be taking in the aromas of the truma wine that's on top of that barrel. Aloch yedal taner shesiku b'kamish al truma. If there was an oven that was heated with the cumin of truma, the oven by sapas, and you bake bread in that oven, hapas mutaris, the bread's going to be permitted. And the reason is, she'im batam kamon yel reich, you don't have the taste of the cumin, you have just the fragrance, but reich in the asa, and the aroma, the fragrance, that's not prohibited, and there is not going to be a problem. Halacha tezvav, sa'arin shel truma, regarding barley of truma, shenaf leber shel mayim, that fell into a pit of water. Now, avapi shevishimim, although that it's ruining the water, you see, it's the taste of the sa'arin is going in, harim b'tarim, still the water can be permitted. Shein nisin tam lefgam oiser, because something that gives a bad taste does not make something forbidden. So although it's going into the water and it's coming from the barley of truma, but since it's ruining it, that tam lefgam, it gives deficient taste, that does not make the thing prohibited. Look at design tilsin shal truma, the fenugreek of truma, hu ve'etze shenafal techber shal yain, where it, this herb, and its wood, the branch, shenafal techber shal yain, that falls into a pit of wine. So, in bezera had tilsin gedei litin labad the tam b'yayin, if you have in the seed of the tilsin, for it itself to give taste into the wine, which is how we go when it's min she'en and minin regarding the prohibited entities, like this case of truma, harei yayin nasa, so then the wine's going to be forbidden. But if it's only together with the eight, which is not problematic, then it wouldn't make it forbidden because it has to be specifically from the Zerah, which has this halach of Truma. Lachid Zayin, the Ram discussed regarding a mixture of wine with water. Shtei kaisas shal yayin, if there's two cups of wine, echad Truma vechad chulun, one's Truma, one's chulun. Now, mazikal echad b'mayim, each one was diluted in water. The Akach Evrim, and then these two cups of wine were mixed together, and there's not 100 of the chulun wine to be mevatel the wine of Truma. So then, so we view the chulun wine as if it's not there. And as if it's only the Truma wine that's mixed with the water of that's in the chulun wine. Because it's not the same species. If it's fit for that amount of water to nullify the taste of the Truma wine, because that's how we go when it's min b'shein minu, we go based on taste, then it's all forbidden, it's all permitted for non-canon. But if it's not, also it's forbidden, because we already explained, because you cannot do a bittel of a regular 100 to 1 of water and wine. It goes when it's min b'shein min, it goes based on taste. So if it has enough to mevatel the taste, then it's going to be a mala es hayayin. Halach yidches, and like we said, the wines itself didn't have 100 to 1 anyway. Halach yidches, the Rambam continues regarding if truma touches something, but not getting mixed in with it. So yein shel truma, regarding truma wine, shenafal gabi peres that falls on top of produce, so yidichem, you wash it off, it's a solid with a liquid, then mitars, and then the produce is permitted. So let's say you have truma oil, shenafal gabi peres that falls on top of produce, on top of fruits, yidichem, again, you wash it off, and mitars, they're permitted. But let's say nafal hashem gabi yayin, let's say the olive oil falls on top of the wine, which are two liquids, so what you do then is yakpoi, so you coagulate it, and the wine separates from the oil, by yang, with lazarm, and then the chulun wine is permitted for the non-kahanim. Let's say naval gabi hatsir, let's say it falls on top of brine, so then, similar but different yakpoi, so you coagulate it, the yitl klipa malatsir, you take off a little peel's worth from the top of the brine, they should also call it tsir shabai tamashem, so you remove all the brine that has in it a little bit of the oil that gets a little bit mixed in to make sure that all the truma wine is out. Halach yates, the Rambam continues regarding a vessel that had truma cooked in it. Regarding a pot that truma was cooked inside of it, you're not cook chulin inside of it because the Yisrael can't have that truma taste. Then bishul, if one did cook chulin inside of it, but nice and top, it goes based on if that truma is giving taste into that chulin dish. Now, but v'mshat v'akadir b'mayim b'yayim, but let's say you washed out the pot with water or wine, but then you're allowed to cook chulin inside of it, which Mefarshim explains is specifically a leniency regarding truma, unlike the halacha as it is by all other tarevis, which one has to do hagala, one has to actually purge it from the taste. Now, bishul b'mikseh, like, let's say you only cook with some of the vessel, so ain't tzarich l'shtabes kulay. So you don't have to wash out the whole vessel. You only have to wash out the place of where the truma was cooked. L'chav, the Rambam compares all the different things that are called truma. So truma gedayla, which is the one that you give around 1/50th, that's the first thing that's given from the produce to the kayan. But truma is meiser, which is the 10th of the 10th that Levi gets that he gives to the Kohen from his Maiserishin. Vachala, which is a portion of the dough when one makes a certain amount of dough that's given to the Kohen. Vabikurim, the first fruits, which is before the Truma, that's the first thing of the Shivas Aminim that one brings up to Yerushalayim. Kulin Nikur Truma, the old called Truma, as we find, Betrumas Maisa Nemar, Varimaisa Men the Trumas Hashem. You should separate, says the Lashon of Harimaisa Men the Trumas Hashem. Vayma, like it says the Pasuk, Kitrumas Gairin, that which actually a point that's the pasuk of chala, but we see that b'trumas ma'isa it used the terminology of truma. So to b'chala nemar chala terima truma, it says lashon of truma. B'nemar and says the pasuk leisuchel lecha b'sharecha regarding the next item, it says you can't eat in your gates ma'isa degancha, the ma'isa of your grain b'sureishcha b'tzurecha and of your wine of your oil b'grim etc. U'trumas yedecha. Now the ein lo chadav b'shatoyin habois makam. There's nothing that requires being brought to Yerushalayim shalei pirtim pasuk zed that wasn't mentioned in this pasuk. Except for Bikur. Well, Behem Nemes, the difference regarding them that the Pasuk says, Truma Sidecha, Almat, to come to teach, and Gru and Truma, that they're also called Truma. Now, Halacha Val, Fikach, therefore, Dinar Batan, Lein Achila, the Halacha of these four things, regarding eating, that's forbidden to be eaten, the Dimu, and regarding its mixture, Echru, as all the same. Kulon, Oilim, Echramea, they all have to be nullified in a ratio of 101. Umistarb, Zebzeb, they also combine one with the other to be this halachic problem of Truma. And Vimnitmuv, they become Tameh, like Truma, Yisar Reifu, they have to get burnt. However, then Trumas Meiser Shal Dmai, Alocha of Trumas Meiser, of which one buys from an Amma Oretz, B'chaleilu hadrachim k'trumas ma'aser shavadai, yes, and regarding all these halachas, we say it has the same halacha as definitive trumas ma'aser. Ela shein lekin al-chalasa, but one doesn't get lashes if he eats it, because one doesn't get lashes for a safek, which is what demai intrinsically is. Halacha Beis Ram concludes with the bracha on eating truma. Kol ha'ichal truma, whoever eats truma, mevarach berachas oisa ma'achal, first he makes the bracha on that food item. Then he makes the bracha that he sanctified us with the sanctification of Aaron. And he commanded us to eat truma. And so too we received the tradition and we saw those mavarchim that make the bracha even on the challah that's out of Eretz Yisrael. Because also the consumption of the holy things of outside of the Beis Hamikdash, like trumas, are kavaida, like the service in the Beis Hamikdash. Hence, it has the bracha of Kedusha Aseh Shal Aaron. Shlomo says in the Pasuk, but Midbar, Avodas Maton Etin Es Konaschem, the service of the gift I have given your Kohunim, which refers to the Truma, that they also have the Halacha of the Kedusha Aseh Shal Aaron. Hence we make this Bracha, and because this is all considered as part of the Avodah. Sliklu Hilchas Trumas Yatzah Shemaya, we have concluded the Halachas of Trumas with Siyata Deshmaya.